From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. A prominent Chinese human rights activist has been sentenced to 8 years in prison on charges of subversion. A blogger who uses the name Super Vulgar Butcher was sentenced Tuesday in Beijing. He was arrested in May 2015 in southeastern China. He gained notoriety for mocking Chinese political officials in a long-running campaign against corruption and abuse of power. The court ruled a man tried to, quote, overthrow state power and the socialist system through a series of criminal actions, including spreading false information and insulting people online. Lawyers and politicians in Turkey are warning that a new emergency decree could incite violence and encourage formation of vigilante groups. Turkey's main lawyers group, the Union of Turkish Bar Associations, says the decree is vaguely worded and could lead to violence. The new law was passed Sunday. It grants immunity to civilians who acted to stop an attempted coup in July 2016. Previously, the government gave immunity to law enforcement and government officials who took action to thwart the coup. In Somalia, al-Shabaab militants have executed 5 people, including a 16-year-old boy, who they accuse of spying for Kenyan, U.S., and Somali government forces. The boy and 4 men were publicly executed by a firing squad after an al-Shabaab judge convicted them based on their alleged confessions. The judge, however, did not release evidence of the accusations against the victims. Al-Shabaab has executed 22 people this year, 9 based on spying allegations, and others accused of crimes ranging from rape to sodomy to financial mismanagement. You can always get more information online at voanews.com, also Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is VOA News. 3 Pakistani soldiers were killed by Indian shelling Monday in the disputed Kashmir region. The Pakistani military said Tuesday that a, quote, unprovoked ceasefire violation led to the two sides exchanging fire. India, however, claimed that its forces fired on the post after its soldiers were targeted by the Pakistani side. No Indian troops were killed in Monday's skirmish, but on Saturday, 4 Indian soldiers were killed by a Pakistani fire in another area along the so-called line of control that separates the two sides in the contested region. The UN Children's Fund warns that more than 200,000 children in the area of eastern Ukraine controlled by Russian-backed rebels are at risk of being killed or maimed by landmines and other explosive remnants of war. We get more from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Eastern Ukraine is one of the most mine-contaminated places on Earth. Well into its 4th year of war, the Donetsk and Luhansk regions are riddled with deadly explosives that are taking a heavy toll on the lives and well-being of its children. The UN Children's Fund estimates landmines and other explosive weapons kill or maim 1 child a week along eastern Ukraine's contact line. This is a 500-kilometer strip of land that divides government and rebel-controlled areas where fighting is most intense. UNICEF warns children, especially very young children, are at great risk of death and injury from these lethal weapons. The agency says most casualties occur when children pick up these explosive devices, which look like toys. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Canada says it is expelling Venezuela's ambassador to the country in retaliation for a similar action against Canada's envoy to the South American country. Foreign Minister Christiana Freeland issued a statement Monday announcing the Wilmar Omar Betis Fernandez, who has been recalled by President Nicolas Maduro, is no longer welcome in the country. The diplomatic row started on Saturday when Caracas declared Canada's charge d'affaires, Craig Kowalik, persona non grata. He was expelled after he was accused by Delcy Rodriguez, the president of Venezuela's pro-Maduro Constituent Assembly, of meddling in Venezuela's internal politics and tweeting, quote, rude and vulgar comments about the nation. Canada has joined the United States and other nations in denouncing Maduro's tightening grip on power in response to Venezuela's worsening economic crisis. A Kremlin spokesman suggested Tuesday that a call by Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny to boycott next year's presidential election may be illegal. His supporters of the boycott in the March 18th vote after election officials on Monday barred him from running. Russia's Central Election Commission voted to ban the anti-corruption blogger from running because of his conviction on criminal charges. I'm Richard Sheehy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.